Hey there, Celebration Nation. You know, I was thinking about some of my favorite quotes. And as you know, a lot of you know, I grew up a military brat. And so I was around military personnel my entire life growing up. I lived on active Air Force bases. My dad was in the Air Force as a master sergeant. And so I just grew up surrounded by soldiers. And therefore, sometimes I very much have a soldier mentality, which has served me well in business. But there's something I want to share with you today that really comes from not the Air Force, but the Navy. The Navy SEALs have a saying, which is embrace the suck. And really what that means is when they're going through training and their version of boot camp, if you will, we know that the Navy SEALs, they are some of the best in the world. And so for them, when they say embrace the suck, it really means that, you know what? Sometimes it's going to be tough. Embrace it so you can get through it. And so I want to share that with you today, Celebration Nation, because we know in sales, sometimes it can be tough. Embrace it so you can get through it. There are days that we just may feel like nothing, and I do mean nothing, is working in our favor. I remember when I was a new salesperson starting out, I would have those days where I just felt like this sucks. I can't get anybody to buy anything. People aren't returning the calls. They're not being responsive. The person who said that they were going to close, I can't find them. You know, we've all been down that road before, right? And there are times that you just think about it. You're like, this is crazy. I have this huge full pipeline yesterday, and now I can't get any of these people to respond. I can't get them to move. I can't get the pipeline to grow. It just sucks. Here's what I want to tell you. Embrace that. Embrace it, because what happens when you're having those tough times, and we all know tough times don't last, tough people do. There are those times in sales that you just are in a rut. Nobody's buying anything from anybody. And so when you have those times, well, what do? Well, you got two options. You can do nothing and just get completely negative. And we all know inactivity breeds negativity. So that's one option. Or you can embrace the suck. You can realize that this too shall pass. It's a day I'm having. It's all off. It's not good. But you know what? It's not going to kill me. And I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to get my head back in the game. And I'm going to know that tomorrow is a new day. And I'm starting this over again with a new fervor, new focus, and new energy. And so it's okay. There is no shame in our game as sales professionals that when we know we're having a horrible day or a horrible week, that it's okay to embrace the suck, to just know this is not fun. I'm not having a good time. I haven't made any money today. And that's okay, because tomorrow's a new day. So be all right with embracing the suck. Sometimes life's not fair. Sometimes it's tough, but you got to hang in there. You got to buckle down. You got to get focused. You got to stay focused, and you got to keep your head in the game. The other thing I would tell you in regards to embracing the suck, that there are times that, you know what? I'm a big fan of mental health days. There are days when you're out in the field and it's just not working for you and nobody's around, or calls are not going the way that you had them planned, and you're hot and you're sweating and you're lost and you can't find, you know, the next client, or that client's running late, or this call didn't go well. We've all had those days. If you haven't, that means you're brand new to sales, and I can assure you, you will. Embrace the suck. And when you have those kind of days, it's like, hey, again, I'm either going to stay focused and push through this, or sometimes you know you're not going to be able to push through it. And you know what I'm a fan of doing at those days is do a mental health day. That's the day that I go, you know what? I'm out. I am going to disengage, and I'm going to go do something else. Redirect your mind, because you're not doing anybody any good by thinking you're going to push through it if your mind and your attitude is just not in it that day. And as much as we are road warriors and we're sales professionals and we carry the burden of bringing the revenue in for our company, we also have to be mindful of the fact that there are days that we're just not on our game. Now, as long as those days are far and few, that's okay. If every day you're not on your game, that's a whole different tape, okay? But as salespeople, we have those days where, you know, it just isn't that fun. And when you have those days and it's not a good time and not having any fun and you're not closing anything, disengage. Go do something else. And I'm a fan of, when I take my mental health days, I'm a fan of, you know what, I'm out. I'm going to go do something I want to do. Whatever it is I want to do that day, that's what I go and do. So if that means I'd rather go lay on the beach, grab a book and read and just completely disengage, that's what I'm doing that day. If that means I want to go sit on the couch, eat some bonbons, and watch some kind of crazy, useless talk show, that's what I'm going to do. If that means I'm not going to talk to customers, but I'm just going to really get focused in on cleaning up my data and making sure that all of my CRM systems are up to date and my pipeline's clear and all my notes are up to date and my measures and metrics are all precise in real time, then that's what I do. Whatever it is that's going to help you get through that day, that's what you do. Everybody's different. But what I want to make sure that you give yourself permission, Celebration Nation, to be okay with embracing the suck. Being a salesperson is not for everybody. It's not for the faint at heart. It is a tough job. And so those days that you have those tough days, it's all right to embrace it, push through it, and know that tomorrow's another day. For more helpful hints, feel free to check out stephaniechung.com. And in the meantime, remember, you're smarter than you think, much cooler than they ever told you. Now let's get out there and sell something.